Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
If you know anything about Caesar World, you know we are always ahead. We spoke about Dr. John Shoppe last year already.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go back into our podcast and listen to what we had to say over there. Now, the president writes a weekly newsletter. It's titled From the Desk of the President. And he addresses some of the issues that may be going on in the country. And this week, he was specifically speaking about the Basic Education Employment Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And he was imploring corporates to give young people a chance. Let me tell you something. I speak and think about the future of our country more often than I'd like to. But just because it's sort of show that we do, and obviously just me being a citizen, I obviously want what's best for South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I remember thinking, you know, maybe what's needed is an Avengers of sorts. So let me tell you the idea. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Thabo Mbeki was having Africa Day and he was delivering his lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And I always knew the idea that if one country is going to be liberated, we all need to be liberated. For reasons that we're seeing now. If you have one country, it ends up doing a lot better than the others. People then flock to that one country.
Mm-hmm.
And then that country gets weighed down and dragged down, etc. and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So what we probably need to do is, you need to get, let's say, 50 people at first, right?
Okay.
To come out and go, hey, I am Fundo representing the DRC. I am Saul representing Kenya. Mm-hmm. I am Paul representing Zimbabwe. I am Caesar representing South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously these people need to be influential in their countries.
Yeah.
Then we are the Avengers of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then each and every one of those 50 people must have 200 people behind them.
Yeah.
That they say, if we were to govern our country, we would govern this way. But basically we form an African alliance. And that's how things should work. So that when Mpo is moving forward in Zim, Mvundo is also moving forward in DRC, Saul's also moving forward in Kenya, I'm moving forward in South Africa, but we're all moving in unison. When we implement policies, these are policies that speak to each other. And then Galana, Zimbabwe, Mutiashona, you don't want any of that.
Isn't
right.
that what the African Union was meant to?
Well, the African Union was meant to resolve disputes.
Okay.
Right? This needs to be from the ground up.
Okay.
But then I started thinking and I was like, okay, but who would you call? And you know the whole stack theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the stack theory in political science, they'll teach you that if Saul and I were to come together and we agree that, look, man, we need to go look for a stag. We'll work together to catch a stag. Then we'll come back and feed our village. While Saul is out and I'm out and we're both looking for a stag, I may start thinking, Saul is going to sell me out. To hell with Saul, to hell with the stag. I'm going to catch a rabbit for myself and I'll be fed for today. Never mind, Saul's going to later.
Yeah.
That's essentially what happens. That's the big deal with politics. And so I ask you now, as young people, because we always say this, you are the future of the country. What would it take for you to come here and change the country? I also need to state that changing the country comes at a huge sacrifice.
Mm.
I'm not just talking, Jay, you know, things that are all academic. You've seen it. You've witnessed it. All of our liberation heroes didn't have a great family. They didn't spend time with their kids. They spent majority of their youth in jail. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to forego any of my comforts right now for that. Because also it's thankless. At the end of the day, people are swearing at Nelson Mandela talking about he's a sellout. After 27 years, Nah, bruh.
You know, this weekend, remember I told you that on Saturday I was hosting a bunch of CEOs for the viewing of the UEFA Champions League final.
Yes.
So being in a room such as that, you end up having these conversations about the youth of today. You're talking about how you worry about the future. And the one thing that came out of that room is that the youth of today, I don't want to say is lazy, but they find that the youth of today don't stick around long enough to, one, learn the job. They're very impatient. They don't take direction very well.
And they're soft.
Oh,
they're soft, man.
You know what I mean? So when you try and guide them, if you guide them in what they think is harsh, then they're very quick to want to quit. So sometimes with that kind of a personality trait that seems to be overarching in the youth, everything triggers them. I think we are in a little bit of trouble. Yes, it's all good and well to say let's have a holistic internship / in-service training thing to try and make sure that we lower the unemployment rate in the country. But will they stick in those jobs? Do they have what it takes to stick in the job? So, yeah, fine. Come in, save the country. But are the people that you're willing to save willing to work with you in that?
It's so interesting you should say that. You know, during COVID, there was another guy. He used to work at another broadcast institution. I'm not going to mention his name. Mm. He's a cool guy. I used to call him a younger me. Anyway, during COVID, he once called his programs manager and said he's not going to come in because the world is a lot right now.
I mean.
Like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, yes, we all die, but this is when your listeners need you the most.
Legend.
I mean, come on. Come on.
No shame. We always talk or encourage people to talk about issues that they might have, mental issues. So, I mean, it's a big thing. So I'm actually proud of that guy who actually said the world is a lot for him and he seems to be consumed by it. It's important.
It's a lot for everybody.
Yeah.
You know how tough adulting is?
Yeah.
See, Vuka's Carl every day.
I've heard Johann Rupert refer to this generation as the snowflake generation, meaning they're very soft, as you guys say.
Yeah.
But I just think there needs to be consensus among the youth. They need to define their own generational mission, and we need to step back and allow them to define that mission for themselves. Because if we're going to impose what their mission should be as a generation, that's when they'll fail. They pivot too soon because it was never their mission in any case.
While we're waiting for them.
Mbundo, no. I agree with Mpo. You got too much faith. Sit back and watch. The future is already here, Mas.
We're imposing on the youth too much. I think they are far more innovative than we think. Even just our current electoral system or political system is one that doesn't resonate with them, and we're just not willing to move at their pace. That's why we think they're despondent when they're not.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959. Do you think the youth has it in them to save the future of the world?
About the youth of today, I mean, young Bora. I'm in my workplace, I'm in a position where I hire people and I work with the youth. I love to love about phone sevens. Bafuna Bonugutinji, straight out of high school, they're earning this amount and they don't want to start from the bottom. Abafunjok sevens, I love to love. Angbaz with Bafunu, I'm a social media, TikToker or content creator, I'm a podcaster. Abafun in the Hangan with grit and hard work and starting from the bottom. Abafunji Leondole.
Hard times brings soft men. Soft men brings hard times. And so it goes. We are currently bringing soft men.
Now, I've got to ask you this. Because if you speak to youth today, they will tell you that the world that they are currently living in is a world that we bequeath to them, right? What have you done to ensure that you passed on a livable world to your children? Think about that. How much of this is your fault? Maybe it's inactivity on your side that led to these times being hard.
So we're spoiling them. Is that what you're saying? Or it could be part of the problem.
Not necessarily that you're spoiling them, but everything that's wrong with the world is as a result of your own doing also. You were once a youth. You are now living in your future. The way that things turned out is because of the actions you took or the inactions that you took. When will you take the blame for it?
Sizwe, now we saw it. As my free to Aga Pet, Nayabakalera, Lavandona, Lavazova, and King Sira, Mutele, Uban, Huluxas. nakunje abafuni kukhuzwa abafuni kuboniswa abafuni kusebenza kuzoyenzakalani iy'mpilo zabo ba-lost mfit lost generation ngiyabazwela mina mfitu kumanje ziyasikhalela thina sibadala bona kuzoyenzakalani nabo.
And so here's the thing, right? We are not saying that everybody doesn't have that in them. Obviously, they're outliers. They are still young people with very good heads on their shoulders. But the thing with governing people is you need critical mass and buy-in. And I don't see where they're going to get that buy-in from. The special ones now.
You are absolutely on point, Sizwe. The problem is we are single mothers trying to raise men, and a woman cannot raise a man. Men must raise men, and I think that is the problem. The fathers are not. The fathers are absent. I just buried my son. His father was nowhere near, a 36-year-old. That is why the boys of today are soft. The men are to blame.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear about your son. Yeah, thank you for sharing that story.
What we know for sure is the sun is going to rise. Gravity will pull objects down and life is going to carry on. So the youth will find their way and create a world which suits them or not, but they will settle into some kind of reality which is defined by their collective view of what the world should be.
Thank you very much for that perspective, because maybe that's another mistake. We are looking at the world from our eyes and we're thinking it ought to be what we believe in. Maybe this is wrong. Maybe the kids have seen it. They've starved and they're like, nah, let this thing collapse. We'll build something else that's better. Maybe.
Good morning, Seize the World. You're my little 2 cents on this topic for today. I think the other problem we have is the youth knows that they've got backup. Yeah, no. But Batswadi will always back them up. So maybe that's why they easily quit. We've had interns quitting and Mutaka is just not for me. Me, I wouldn't do that too. I knew the goals I had. I wanted to see myself out of that family house. And I knew very well my mom's uncle was every day when I say I want imali seeing Kubuti. But you resigned from work for no reason. You'd be reminded every day there's really no reason why you resigned. So maybe it's because when their parents are still telling them to go find themselves, they do what makes them happy. We didn't have that. As long as you've secured a job, it's up to you now to build your own future.
Now, are you youth of today? Are you Kosak? Are you youth of today? Abafan, Lavan, Lavak, depending on who you are, seven Zabi, and who hire from which age group to which age group. Like Lavan, Lava, they are not the same, but they are not weak. They are not weak. If anything, I'd say they are stronger than the previous youth, actually.
You cannot expect a youth to see whereby Lavant with our Tarala or Bonavasugula on herself. They are Tina if it's yellow. So Timmy pick up the Bubani, Yelavantava Tai. Tina's Nala to Gula when Tavata was paying about Tipira, Lavant Lava in Zandi, Lavant Lava in Embassy, ABC in Twitter field. You understand the soul into Lena when a season fits to me and it's in the labels of Abba Pandi. Abba Pandi, Livasli, Kela, Abangan, with the guys, a man funny to me, bumping in front of my. Like two minutes are apartheid. So as a second into lays on feet, they were born. I want to tell you, he was soft born. He became soft born because of into Zahala economy, none. And so now the power by Chodi and democracy in Chodi. He became soft. So if one of us soft, not so soft. So this thing, parliament in the Zahapandi.
I don't particularly have faith in the youth of today because simply they don't even face the struggles that we face, like full-blown apartheid or racism in your face and inequality in workspaces and stuff like that. But they're acting like the world is too much. I mean, come on. These guys have got allergies. We didn't have allergies.
That is funny. Now you're blaming the kids for allergies.
I mean, I think this whole thing, Mandela, you know, I was Zuma number one. Alright, guys, this thing is a calling. No one ever thinks which Maravuga in the next thing was fighting for something, then it was not a jail. But they never said what they believe. But at the same time, in Ankamanguti, they are kings which is literally and having to actually do that for us. Not everyone, but I say, the calling and all that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.